Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Wednesday, May 8th. U.S. equity futures are unchanged across the board. So S&P, Dow, and Nasdaq futures all essentially flat. In Europe, the major indices are rallying. They're up about 30 to 50 basis points overall. Outperformance in Europe in industrials, consumer staples, media, and healthcare. Underperformance in utilities, energy, telecom, real estate, banks, basic resources, and autos. Basic resources and autos are getting hit particularly hard. And then in Asia, you generally saw losses. The Nikkei fell 1.6%. The Hang Seng dropped 90 basis points. The Shanghai Comp fell 60 basis points. So very quiet once again. As I've been saying, we're kind of in this nether region of news where calendar Q1 earnings are done. And now we're waiting to get a look at the April inflation numbers along with the April end earnings season, and that starts next week, specifically Tuesday, where you get the PPI and then Home Depot earnings before the open, and then it's going to continue over the coming weeks. And so the S&P hit this kind of rough resistance zone of 5,200, and I think investors now are just waiting for that next set of catalysts to determine the next leg for this tape. So in terms of incremental news since the close yesterday, you did have a bunch of earnings out in the US last night. I have details on everything in the piece. None of them really rise to the macro level as far as influencing the broader market. It's a little bit different in Europe. You did have a number of reports out of Europe that were pretty healthy. That is helping to drive the rally in European equity. So Siemens Energy, Anheuser-Busch, Ahold, Puma are all rallying on their reports. BMW is getting hit on its number. The Q1 auto margin fell short of expectations. That is why auto stocks are for sale in Europe this morning. You had Sweden's central bank come out and cut rates. This was expected, but this is kind of the latest indication that you are seeing the policy easing process start. So Switzerland kicked things off in March with a cut. Sweden is now the second central bank from a major wealthy economy to come out and cut rates. They talked about how there could be two more reductions in the second half of the year. The next big cut will likely be from the ECB in early June. And the Fed is probably still a few months away, but their next move will be a cut as well. So the process is underway. It's starting. It certainly is not happening as rapidly as anticipated heading into the year. But central banks are starting to dial back on monetary tightness. Oil prices are getting hit pretty hard this morning, falling about 150 basis points. They're now threatening the 80 level. So they're down about $10 from their peak of about a month ago. A lot of news out of the Middle East about a Gaza ceasefire. Will it happen? Won't it happen? I think, investors in the U.S. are certainly, they're not paying as much attention to the developments every 10 minutes or 15 minutes that a headline hits. I think they're more looking towards the end of major combat operations in Gaza. And also they're comforted that you did see Israel and Iran kind of step back from the brink a couple weeks ago after exchanging strikes on each other, that I think failed to escalate the situation. And ever since then, you've seen oil come off its highs and you've seen U.S. equities become a little bit less sensitive to all the various individual developments in the region. And that is everything as far as major news for today on the calendar. There is not much other than a couple of earnings reports. So before the open, Shopify and Uber will be the big ones. After the close, Airbnb, Arm, Instacart, those are the big ones. Arm is probably the one with the most potential to kind of move the entire tape. Remember, Arm's last earnings report was very bullish. It is a company that is plays a crucial role in AI, so they're going to have a lot to say on that subject tonight when it reports earnings. So that's one to watch. And that is pretty much everything for today. Like I said, very quiet, and I suspect it will stay this way until probably Tuesday at least. Thank you, everyone, for listening.